Some people demonize the poor to justify their selfishness.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Don't look now, but a debate rages in the world on who is responsible for poor people being poor. Some say people are poor because they loaf instead of working. Some say poverty programs keep people poor instead of pushing them to work. That debate will not end soon. Yet the Bible teaches us how we should treat the poor, both in our neighborhoods and around the world. Moses tells his people, "If there are any poor Israelites in your towns when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Instead, be generous and lend them whatever they need. Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do." These instructions are primarily for people living under the Old Covenant, but the principle of showing mercy to the poor is unchanging in every generation. Jesus not only showed his concern for the poor, but in Matthew chapter 25, we see his criteria for judging the nations when he returns. He said, "The way we treat his poor and needy brothers and sisters would be the standard he would use to judge." Of course, salvation is free, but confirmation comes from obeying him. And our treatment of the poor should be at or near the top of the list.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.